So think that you're receiving this teaching for the sake of attaining enlightenment, so that one might be able to benefit all sentient beings. So yesterday we have come to this this point, this last line which says, abandon all worldly possessions and be adorned by the gems of the of superiors. And during all these previous lines, as we have discussed earlier, the text was talking about the practices, different practices in order to strengthen and how to strengthen the practice, to build the practice of the three principal paths, essentially. And so the next lines also here, he says, abandon all frivolities and abide in solitude. Abandon all senseless talk and always control your speech. These lines, it is saying that it is referring to beginners, in the sense that those practitioners who have just begun the dharma practice, spiritual practice and spiritual path, and have still not stable, developed and stable practice. So for such beginners, to practice to practice meditation or anything while still remaining amongst many people, crowds, or where there are a lot of distractions, and especially a lot of where a lot of gossipings are always going on, it is very difficult, because one easily get distracted from one's commitment. Like one has made a pledge not to engage into idle gossips or waste time by one has made a special timetable for doing a particular meditation, but then when there are objects of distractions around oneself, then one would be easily tempted to join such gossipings and so on. And so it says that for beginners, to enforce into one's practice, it is very essential to adopt, or rather to find out solitary places where one gets maximum silence and minimum distraction, so that one would be able to practice most effectively.
When you that day and did that, you know, that your name, Chevy, Tina Ponja, I just talked to him on the Dabber Jersey. And so I did that. The embassy, you did, Madam, you don't matter, Ruma, we were to talk to the time you found. Remember, needs a bonk was the ID, look at any matter. You just had him at a deep chair down. That didn't matter. Mock Guni and you.
The lines which says, abandon all senseless talk and always control your speech, means sort of rather the same thing. That means that before, when it says abandon all frivolities and abide in solitude, it was referring to it was referring to the physical solitude. That means, in the sense that one should not stay amidst crowds and distraction, and should rather find out solitude and silence in order to practice, enforce one's practice. And then during the when it says abandon all senseless talk, it is referring directly to the speech itself. So like, even if one is it says that one should, just as one finds out solitude physically, one should also control one's speech, in the sense that one should not waste one's time or engage into idle gossips, which has not much sense and which is only the cause for destruction, and also which is the cause for hurts in the mind of others, and which is the cause for many non-virtuous actions. And so being able to control one's speech, or rather limit one's speech, and being able to one should say what is necessary and should not say anything more than that. And so being able to do this, and being able to live in solitude with one's mind not distracted and under control, it says one would be able to experience real peace of mind.
ဒီတော့ဒီနေ့ရင်ဒီတော့ညီမလားလူတင်ကောင်းနေဟောဘူးကောင်းတော့သောင်းဆောင်ရပါတယ်ဘာဟောဘူးဂုံကြီးဟောကြီးစီကြီးဟောဘူးငါရွေးရင်ဒီတတိမှာအောက်နေကြီးရှိကကပ်ရင်ဒီတန်တနာမှာလားအားကျစံပဲနရင်းထောင်းစီကြီးဒီမှာကြီးချောင်းကျစံပဲညာနဲ့ဆမြကြီးတောင်းရလားလူကကွန်ချူငါကကွန်ချူဆမ်ကြီးကွန်ချူကောင်းကမှာလားဒါပြဆောင်ပြီးရွေးရင်ဒီဟိုတန်လူကြီးကွန်ချူတောင်းဟောကကွန်ချူတင်တယ်ကြီးတောင်းဒါဒီအော ແລະອົງບູອົງບູນານີ້ມຶກອົງບູມາລະທັງເຊກອງກາລາຍຍັນນີ້ມາລະລັດຕົງກະລະນະບຸຍວາຣີເຊນະລາມັງແຄມບູຕຽວນະລາມັງແຄມບູທົ່ວຊິຢູ່ແບບຈໍາຈຽບເຈັດອັນສົງບຸຍວາຍັນດີສູຊູມາລະຈີສົບຕົງນັງນີ້ກະມາລະລາມາຕົງນັງຕົງນັງນີ້ກະມາລະແຄມບູດາຕິນດາມາລະກິພາຈັນຈຽງກະຕິນດາມາລະທົ່ວເຊນະມາລະກິວະກຸນີ
So, before, like during the first, before at the beginning, one or two stanzas, as we explained earlier, are like the condensed, how to say, like the short form, or the they contain the meaning of the whole text together in a condensed way. Then, during the following stanzas of the verses, it is explaining them in the practice in more detail. And so, so before in one of the stanzas, it says that one should a practitioner should control all of one's senses. The different doors, speech, body and mind, and also the sense organs, sense consciousness, from being distracted into external states and distractions. And here it is now sort of explaining these in more detail by saying that one should physically like find out solitude, a place where these, one should live in a luxury life in the sense in being a practitioner, so that as a beginner, one can practice efficiently and effectively. And through one's speech, it is saying that not engage into idle gossip or say anything, one should be able to have control over one's speech so that one does not do anything wrong or say anything senseless and say anything which is not necessary. And then, next, it is explaining about how one should practice or regarding one's sight, eye consciousness. It is saying that in the text it says, when seeing your master or teacher perform services with respect. So it's saying that as it is, text it says, when one sees, like, what have been. Who have given you, have been kind to you, to showing you the dharma, showing path, and you also saw parents who have been kind, who have given you so much kindness. Then, like in seeing them, should be able to see them as object of one's friend, offering and performances to them.
ただいまの夢はだ向こうを見まら、本日だったんだろうちはのように、ガデンジェンがラマドでなったりだと、だって青、この中心に見てんだ。2段部を止めて切れちゃうその間に、で青が、この中心に見てんだ。まあ、何週間に見てんか構造と。ちょ、やる件が一番欲しい件だ。てりまら、まさか2段部を3件、長面にまら、とはいえないやんまら。
ほんぶさんちゃんがつけばるじゃあ、そうね。あれじ、ごめん、ガンガーラーマラ、なんともなんにがね、しもんじゅうすぎてたまん、ルーナ、まあ、ロッチトングルは、まあ、よんでんじゅうすぎて、よらじゅう、うん、けちゃんだ、しわいな、ラクチャーねん、ぐわいんで、てらびちゃんに、なんともにがんでし。だって、かなまらんら、てわりさんのティーンでしちゃいち。まぼぐなよん、まあ、とまさり、よんでんちょんちょんまで、ねちゅうましゃば。
And
then next it says towards a person having the eye of the doctrine and towards sentient beings, beginners develop the recognition of the teachers. So this is before it is saying that one should, like if one is in a person who is more learned and more educated knowledge of, then automatically one will also benefit from the education, from the side of, one will automatically learn many things from that person just by being the fact, in the company of such a person. So those one should respect, one should respect those teachers or those beings wise and who are wise and who knows what is wrong, who has the wisdom, and teach one the correct path. To see them as one's teacher, it can be one's teacher. It can ordinary, it can be a spiritual teacher. It can be a wise man, and and to all of them, one should be able to see, develop this, cultivate the recognition of them as one being teacher to oneself. And then also towards sort of like beginners, in the sense should not feel, it says that one should not have, arrogance over them, but one is more learned than the beginners. Through dealing with juniors, be a junior to oneself, one can also, and so in this sense, it's able to, both the beginners as well as the teacher seniors from the angle in which to oneself. And then next it says, it's all towards sentient beings who are seeing any sentient beings develop the recognition of some children. So it is before it was talking that one should have, one should be able to see one's teachers and one's with respect and perform services to them. Beginners as well as teachers, seniors as being as respect and as teachers, both of them. And then it is saying that be able to see all sentient beings from the angle, perspective that the perspective of all sentient beings being one's mothers and one's sisters and brothers, just as I explained before, according to the Buddhist doctrine. There is no, our life has been, beginningless, and at this lifetime we have different parents, mothers and fathers, and different, and since there is no definitely certainty as to, since our karma is, diverse, we have been, at all sentient beings have been brothers and sisters, have been once, have been each other. And in this sense, so it says that one should be able to send beings as one's relatives, as close to oneself and to oneself.
Not in the Chidon. She young, no don't can do the same,
Then it says in the text, abandon misleading friends and rely on virtue. And so, as it is in the text itself, it says that, as I explained before, if one is in the company of a good a person who is wise and virtuous, then automatically one will also find this person's virtuousness, so acquire many good habits and good one. On the other hand, if one is in the company of a virtuous person, then when one is in the company of influence, similarly one will get influence in and into negative nature. One should abandon such negative friends and should acquire or should seek virtues so that one will also become positive and virtuous. And then the next line is, and wherever you go, be happy. It is saying, it is again referring to one's practice. Like even when it says that even when one is like, for example, traveling to a place, to a certain destination, then one should go with a free and a free and very very peaceful and friendly, calm, peaceful mind, and very very enjoyable mind. In the sense that one should, like, for example, if one is traveling to a beautiful place, and then one is in the company, like one is not very happy with the person with whom one is going, or the one is not like something has gone wrong, and one is in great anger or hatred towards some other person with whom one is going, or towards somewhere. Then, like, even if one is traveling in a very beautiful, going to a very beautiful place, and one has a nice, going in a plane or a very comfortable transportation, one would not enjoy the journey. And so it says that when one is traveling to any place, or one should should not have anger and generate anger and such negative minds during such circumstances. And for example, like if one is in a peaceful mind, peaceful state of mind, and also one is in a good company with friends, with friends with whom one has really got good relation and good, one is really good friend, then one really enjoys the trips and journeys that one makes together to beautiful places. So this is what it is explaining.
Chapa mebar ni bari, chapi dendro ma tu jang, thabu sab jang, kyo bari ji, kondo diwa chundo ma tena thabu mebar ji, aasi, ที่ว่าคือตรงนี้มันเราดีที่ความบุญความบุญชีวะมุกความบุญยืนละจีเยตต์องค์เราจึงเยตต์องค์ท่องอันนั้นจีนับยืนละนับชีวิตยืนละจีเดินยืนบุจีมาร์จังหวะนั้นโอ้จีถ้าจีนั้นก็ทั้งบีมาร์ความบุญชีวะละยืนเยตต์องค์เราจังหวะยืนนั่นจีอาจจะที่ความบุญที่เราพูดจีเรื่องนั้นนั่นดูไปชีวะนั้นชาวเรื่องชีวะ中华人呢，等你生了嘛，就把当，他们就都把手机呢，电脑都一样样不，另外个嘛了，生了嘛，就利用用用嘛了吧？现在人都，七八十岁当都先生活的光顾的是啊，就当，七八没不过年都先生活没不过年，你呢，你的我，反正你呢嘛了，第三你的呢，电脑吧，不一样个的是呢，我觉得，嗯，就七八十岁当都把手机呢，电脑，电脑你自己。
지와지마마라
And then in the text it says, abandon attachment to everything and abide free from attachment. Attachment will never procure you a happy rebirth. It kills the life of liberation. So again, just as before, it is saying that one should have contentment with what has, and also and one should have satisfaction, because different objects come into the different phenomena come into our sense, come into the object of our sense consciousness, and very often beautiful objects come into the object of our sense consciousness, and so when our sense consciousness sees a beautiful object, we immediately feel attached to that object. When we our sense consciousness hears a beautiful sound, we again get attached to it, and similarly we get attached to the five different objects of the sense consciousnesses, and so when we develop or cultivate this attachment, this gives rise to desire for that object, to be able to have that object for oneself. And the moment one generates desire, desire and attachment, or especially desire, one's mind becomes disturbed, and one is one becomes unhappy, experience unhappiness. And so it says that one should not. So one should instead, if one is happy, one is satisfied with what one has, then one is the happiest, and by doing this, one can save a lot of problems, extra problems. And and so it says that, and also not only this, by generating attachment and desire, unchecked desire and unchecked attachment, it says this will, generating desire is like a sword or a knife which cuts the rope by which one can climb up to the state of liberation. And it is like attachment and desire is like a rope which binds one to the binds one to samsara. And so it says that one should not one should limit and control one's desire and attachment, and should have should exercise contentment and satisfaction.
Only that ແລະນີ້ກັນເດມັນຢູ່ເຊື່ອສົງຫາຍຢູ່ເພິ່ນຍາວາຈິລາມາລະຊົມໄປຍັນນາທໍທໍບໍ່ກໍວ່າຈິເຊື່ອມັນເດວ່າມາລະນີ້ນາຈິມາລະຊົມໂຕກໍກັນວ່າຢູ່ວ່າຈິທໍມາລະຈິເຊື່ອໄວ້ຈິມາລະກຸນລະໂຕຈິດາທີ່ວ່າຈິນີ້ໂຕຈາວຊານະຍໍທໍຊໍມາຍໍມາລະເຊື່ອໄວ້ຈິມາລະກຸນລະໂຕຊົມຊາວ່າຍັນນາຕ້ອງບໍ່ມາກູຊົມຍາດີມາລະກໍລະກອນຊັ້ນຈິມາລະ
ลิกินกูตรีจาวายันดุมาระติทาริชมันโนวจินติจีนีทาติมาระจีนจูมาตะบายนะตะบัจจินดุสสะริสัมปะเดนซุนโนวะทิวายนะเตนีเสวะนิวาติงกูตรีจาวาติมาระติชมาจิมาดุกวะจีกูวะเรเสเตซงเมวะระวะติมอาจิวายนะมะมะกะจีกะตองโกมาระเสวะมันระวะจีกูตรีอิมานิซึมจิวะเตจีติภะริจาวะชมายองจีลิกะมันระวะจีกูตรี
ເຈວາຍນະນິກັນດະຍາວາມາຣີເຕນີຕົມບໍມັນດະບາບາຊີທີ່ຊະມາຍອນດະຍາວາມາຣີຊິຊົງບິຍາຍັນດີວ່າຈິດາຕິນດາເວທໍາລະກູຕາບາດີມາລະເຕມບູດາມາລະຊົງບູກໍນີທີ່ເດນຊົງດະໄວຈົງຫາຍນະຊະມາຍຈິກົງກູຕີມາລະລະບາຍນະດະບາຍນະວ່າຈິດາຕາຈີວາລີຊົງຫາຍນະດີອໍມະກາຊີກະຈີນດຸມນິວາຈີຍນະນິກັນມັນດະກູມັງບູຈີຊິຈັດດັນດຸມນິວາຍນະນິຕັກກະກະລະວາມາໂຕດີວ່າດະຈິຊົງ
Wherever you see practice, whatever you have started to do, accomplish that very thing first. Do everything well in this way, otherwise nothing will be achieved. So, this is saying that, like generally speaking, like we have this fault, defect of like first doing some, starting to do something. You have one plan and you start with that, and then before you have finished with that, or rather before you have accomplished with that, then you are sort of confused, and then you start another one, and you do not, how to say, you're not consistent, and then doing this, you, how to say, you accomplish neither. You couldn't accomplish the first, how to say, plan or the first work that you have started. Neither you will be able to accomplish the second, because again, one will be hesitated and might start a third one. And so it says that unless one is really sure, one is really confident that one is able to, one can start do many things at the same time, or two or three things at the same time, and accomplish, is one is confident enough to, confident one can accomplish all of them. It says that one should not engage into many activities at the same time, but rather should be consistent and should first of all concentrate for the achievement of one pursuit only, and then when that is finished and accomplished successfully, then one can start another one. So this is what it says.
That in a yet that the army the big down battery content of Sam Johnson, the thing I just jumped in. Amidam or temperature as the Marasma and the Dinaga Mara Guni Marji Dua Dom Mara Bigwa Dom Dinaga Guni Kondo Songa Noja Tenutin Dom Dinaji Kabla Yonji Mara Semichidi Kona Konsamji Yong Yonji Kona Konsamji Yong Kalsu Mara Tad Bigwa Dom Bigwa Kashi Dom Mara Terni Governor Wood Tumna Oji Bigwa Dom Driver Mara Gavadi Mara Halili Mara Ji Tā kōmantī yōpō jāngsāṁ nyāmbā gōni yāng ngājīr sī jītī, sīm tōsāṁ nā ngājīr sī jītī yāng yāgā nyīngkā yuwarwa. Tīngā yāndū, hā jāngu mārā gātāṁ nā gātā rīsū dīnā, gātā kā yāna, kāndu sīm mārā tōgā rāng jāngjī, ngājīr dāng dāgu tīngā jāngu cī nā ngājīr sī jītī mārā chā gōgurī mātā, tī yāng mārā sīm shī dī yāng yālā mārā parchū jīgurī sī nā, kāndu tōgā sīm jāngdī tī ngājīr gāng gūnda gūtī mārā. Megu Vithen meba lami dhamma te mara tengu resi da tinaji samudhi.
Then it says, always be apart from liking evil. Whenever a pompous mind arises, flatten such arrogance. Recall the teachings of your master. It is saying that, like through your practice or in one's life, when something really great or good or disappointment happens to oneself, then like and also like in terms of one's spiritual practice, one's practice is going very well and one is really being able to sort of achieve as one has strived, then it is possible. And also in other cases, when something very fortunate or good has happened to you, one feels pompous or something like euphoria, then one feels greatly happy, and then because of this great thing that has happened to oneself, then one might tend to develop arrogance, though one might not have it before. And so at such a stage, it says that one should immediately recall in one's mind the faults of arrogance, the meaninglessness of having arrogance, and the importance of practicing maintaining humility and remaining humble. And also it says that one should recall the teachings of one's master, the instructions, at such a stage. Then it says, in the text it says, when a cowardly mind arises, praise the sublimity of the mind. Whenever objects of attraction or aversion arise, meditate on the emptiness of both. So it is saying that, like, often, like, when one it can happen through practicing suffering, or it can happen for other reasons. Like often, when one meditates upon one's own weakness and suffering, and about samsara or too much, then one can feel very, one can feel very weak, and one can feel oneself as being very raw and completely without any potential and any qualities. And also, like, sometimes once one's path is very difficult, like one has practiced for for quite long and one hasn't achieved anything, and still, and one sees one's ambition, how to say, one's aim or one's goal very far away, and then one sort of feels discouraged and feels like sort of losing heart. And so it says that under such circumstances, one is sort of, so for these different reasons, one develops something like self-denial. One feels very low and without the required energy to practice the path. At such stage, one should think about, just as one has weaknesses and defects, one also has positive qualities which should be admired and so then, so when one thinks about one's positive qualities and one's good qualities, then automatically the mind will rise up and becomes more courageous, acquire a new higher state. And so it says that at such state, one should raise up one's mind by thinking on one's qualities. And then it says that weakness of
And it
helps if one meditates on the emptiness of both arrogance or rather, arrogance and too much humility or humbleness. That is, it's by thinking on the by meditating on the emptiness of both of these two, one realizes that, like, when one feels very high, when one is mentally very, when one feels one's mind as being at a very high state, that is also interdependent on causes and conditions. And also when the state of the mind, when it feels very low, it is also dependent on causes and conditions. And it is not that these two minds will always remain as they are, in the sense that the low mind will always remain low, discouraged, weak, and the high mind, the high state of the mind, will always remain as high, arrogant, and energetic. This is not so. Through causes and condition, we can transform into different states of the mind. And so, and this kind of meditation on emptiness, meditating on the emptiness of these different states of mind, will also help one just feel inspired and courageous, and make oneself more determined.
Then I am, my job change in the sea, my
Then it, in the text it says, whenever objects of attraction and or aversion arise, meditate on the emptiness of both and view them as illusions and emanations. When hearing any offensive words, view them as an echo. It is saying that when one sees objects of, in the text it says, objects of aversion and attraction, or any, like when one sees like one's friend towards which one, or towards towards whom one is attached and one likes, feels happy, and then one's enemy, a person whom one does not like, then one feels sort of detached or angry. So, and also any object which is beautiful and sort of opposite of beautiful, then one should be, it says that one should be able to see both these objects, different types of objects, as like illusions, not existing inherently. Like, for example, a reflection on a mirror of a beautiful flower or something beautiful might appear like that, might appear like a real object, but in reality it is only a reflection. It is only a reflection, it is not real. Similarly, viewed from a different angle, all phenomena are like illusions, appearing as reality, appearing as inherent, but lacking inherent and natural existence. So it says that one should view all objects of one's sight as illusions. And also, when one hears different sounds, like sometimes one may hear insults, or insults and like abuses, or one can hear sometimes beautiful words, praises, and other things. So in all cases, it says that one should be able to view all these different sounds as just like being, as like echoes, in the sense that, like, even if somebody is saying something bad, extremely bad to you, like something very disgracing, one should be able to think that, like, how much, like, even if that person says something very bad, I will not become that bad thing. And even if that person says something very good, I will not become that that good. And I will remain, I will remain unharmed or unhurt by that, by those sounds. And so, it says that one should view all sounds as like equal.
Mani dadi na jingda, dadi ni mara. Mani dadi ni mara ngaku gudami dandan di na jing. Dadi ni mara lula yang mara jing nubanda jing wo cina mara jing buna jing nazar dandan di na jing jong ayen na yang mara. Maka jing mara jing samu mara tu na. Some of the people who are in the world are in the world.
And then in the text it says, when your body is afflicted by harm, view this as your previous actions. Abide well in solitude beyond town limits, like the corpses of wild game. So it is saying that when one is afflicted by physical pain, afflicted with harms, and one is hurt and harmed, and one has physical pains, then one should be like, one should not immediately blame another person for inflicting that pain on oneself, but rather one should point to one's own past karma as the cause, as the real fundamental cause this particular pain and suffering one is undergoing. And in this way one should practice cause and effect. And it says that, just as explained before, it says that by living in solitude, having no attachment to anything, and living a completely spiritual life with no attachment or no hatred to anybody, one should live like in peaceful, in a completely solitary life, a complete spiritual life, like in wild animals. And even at the time when one dies, one should die like an animal, with no worries, and with no attachment and nothing to worry about after one's death, and one can leave one's body like an animal.
teni mara ti takda mara jiga madan rabo tsenayang mara jiga dhan di mara dhanba nyam matumba mara kondro langwa sondra ngon dhan na ko teme ko tonyer ko dhan na ko tenji me o jiga teni mara zamyanda ko tenra mara arzi ko zamyan kongshya ta Tunirk Muslim say Tunirk don a goody mara, the Congo would say a chidon. Talk the mara, Zamdan the mara, Gavimani mara, Nina, Rayan Chibuyan Guivarela, Jan Chibuyan Guivarela. But you can never look at your certain dinner on a Rajan Chibuyan with a
And then it says in the text, Be by yourself and conceal yourself and dwell without attachment. Always stabilize your yidam, and whenever laziness or lassitude arise, enumerate these faults to yourself and feel remorse from your heart. If you see others, speak calmly and sincerely. Avoid a wrathful and frowning expression and always remain cheerful. Always remain cheerful. it says that it says that one should always one should always have a stable mind, a very steady mind, not being which is not easily disturbed or taken swayed away by different tendencies, different distractions, external distractions. If you are a practitioner and you are bound to some kind of commitments and practices, and you have made up your mind to do that only, but then external distractions come, and then you start to think, generate a number of preconceptions about, I will do this and that, this is too much, or I will start to boil up in one's mind. And so it is saying that when these sort of negative or distracting forces come into one's mind, one should immediately exercise antidote exercise counteract antidotes and try to counteract these negative forces in one's mind by recalling one's commitment, by thinking about the meaningless of the worldly activities that one is doing. Worldly activities, and so it is just giving food to oneself. It's in the text it says, reviewing over the commitments and the reasons why one is doing this, by once again reviewing one's commitment and one's path. And in this way it says that once again, put one's reaffirm one's commitment and one's commitment, one's practice and one's determination, and then it says that whenever one is speaking to people, whenever one encounters anybody, one should speak honestly and clearly and with honesty, and also it says that when one meets with people, one should present oneself in a cheerful and friendly expression, and one should not show wrathful and one should not frown.
Dad tawdu zudang dhyambarajya, mugami dhyang sandhambi, tawdu tsukna tabarajya asi. Oji da yana nyuwa pangajya, kiwa tsakji niwarajya asi ki, ta niwar ku, tongtunda wasar dhombaya na, ta niwar ni marji, yantang drapa tsena, ta ji jati chanchu sanpa nyamne, si jati parashya tukki nyamne, nama nika yuwarwa. Parashya tukki nyamne, di kawa yansa ni mara, chanku kuri yasi. Ta parashya tukka nani, mara dana, tāng jīnta jīntaṁ tōngu tī sēnā mī jīnsa dhūnā mīnā jī rāna jī yūmī jīnā mār jī lōngī rā yīnā rā dīnā gā gāv dā mārā sēnā tōgu mē pū gōnī jī kāntā jī tūka mārā jī tī gūhā jī yīnā tī tāpā jī tāng jī jīmbā lā yōng dēn yuwa tāng sēnā lā mārā jīng yuwa jāni jīmbā mātā rā sī jītī sēnā rīwa sēnā lā nīm yuwa gōnī mārā jīmbā nyāni lā sōng ສົມບັດຈິສົມກະຍາຈິກຸນຍານແລະຈິກດາວ່າຈິດາເດນີ້ມາຈິຍັງຍົນແດຈິນາມາເທບເຊນາຍາມາຖາດາດອງຍາດຽວຈຸຍິນດີຖາດາດັນຈິຄົງຄົງບິວາຈິດາເດນີ້ແຍງຈິສົມສົງອີຈັດດຸສີມາແລະຈັນລັນທັນລະມຍົງຍາອັນຈິເດລາມາເດນາຍົງຍາກະຈິດຍັງກະມາລະສະລັນນຸບາຈິນາມາຈໍຈໍາດິນດາມາສຸບານະຈິແຈບາຍຍະນາມາເດລາຊຸບາກຸມນະຕີມາລະສຸບາດັນຈິມາຄົງນະ ဇုပညာနည်းနာမှာစုံပြီးပါကြည့်။ဟောကြည့်ဒါတင်းငုံငုံပြမြေကြောင့်စံတော့မြေဆောင်ရရင်ဒီမမဘကြီးတော့ဘုနာတင်ရရနာမှာတိသုတ်တဘူကြီးမှာတင်ဘူကြီးဒီကိုရမှာတော့တမရကြီးဆောင်နော်။ဇဘူဆရာကြီးတယ်မှာလေ။ဒီလာမှာမဆူအဆန်းစင်ကြီးဝါ။ဇဘူဆရာကြီးကကချင်ဘူကြီးတော့ဘုညေပတ်ဒီမှာရင်းတော့ကြည့်။တင်ရတဲ့မရပ်ကိုရှုပ်ပါစေကြည့်တဲ့ရင်ဒီတင်ရမြေပါကြည့်။
So then next, in the text it says, when seeing others continuously be pleased to give without being miserly, discard all jealousy, to protect the mind of another, avoid all conflict, and always be have patience. It is saying that, like these are showing the different practices of the of a bodhisattva, and also it is telling us that a practitioner, a person who wants to follow the bodhisattva. Who have faith in the Bodhisattva path, in the Mahayana path, and who is following the Bodhisattva path should practice these things. It says that when one is going around, when a poor person, when a beggar comes to you, approaches you and begs something from you, one should if one is in the position of being able to give something to that person, then one should give away that object or that whatever it is to that poor person with kindness and with happiness for the fact that one is able to help that person. And it says that at that moment one should think about the faults of being miser, practicing miser, and the benefits of practicing giving. And so with these in mind, one should practice giving. And also, so these are like the practices of the six perfections. The first perfection is the perfection of giving, then ethics, patience, effort, and so on. And then it says that discard all jealousy. That means that towards those people who are or by knowledge or by any standard better than oneself, one should take them, regard them as being higher than oneself, and should respect and should admire them, and should not feel jealous towards those people, and should in fact respect them and should learn from them whatever is there to learn from them. and and then to protect the mind of another or avoid all conflict. It is saying that, like, usually, like we have the fall of not being steady or consistent with our with anything that we are doing. Like, if we have a friend today, like a slight mistake or a small mistake happens, and then the next day we have changed, skipped our friend to another person, and this is also, maybe it is the fault of the other person, but it is also the fault of oneself, because one is not consistent. One should be consistent. One should be, how to say, steadfast with what one thinks is right, and should not sort of should not be easily distracted, or the, how to say, should not change easily one's mind, and should, like, even when some problems are there with one's friend or with anything, one should have patience, and should, like, should not mind for small mistake and small problems, and think about the more important points, important matters.
Ani da dinai ni da nana ni yana niwa pongi ni biro tangi niwa jazi yana mara kesu ni muna wuji ni mara yen mami wuji ana dinai pongi wa kina kuwa tangi ni kuwa chi ta dini ti awni ta yana dango si bote nyenji pensum yemari kula kwa mali jo kamu dina ni mara kuna mji guni ni nyenzi si bora mbere tusu mu kiva sawa lami jangju chemuro so nam samjia nam tere tawde yana dina yi monam chemuro dabar jazi ta niwa kwa Tonton ni mu nukul sir duyon Oji da teni mara Yana da ngam ju lamton da wu Samyar jaga mara Ju lamton da wu shibu tena mara Ma yana kanka mara Ju chesun da wu jiwa mara Nyenji lang pensum ka kani langani mara Jiwa yana di samji lang penta kari sanya ju Ngang ju shisa ka samji nta so yana mara Kula kira nipa si jiti ชื่อสิจิตยาโหยวะเตนะเตนะเสวะเยนะติตุเวลอกเจมุสัพพิวะโรอจิตินะเวกระวะมันติปะมะระทะตันยาจิกตังจิสัมเจกองเยนะจิสัมยัจจิตังยาเวรวะยุมิโกเยละโสสุญคัมอังชิกมุวะติกองเยวะติสุโวจิมะนิเสวะเยนะเพนทังยังโกระวะมุวะมิงนะจิสัมยัจจิตังโดมิจิมุวะนะรวะเยนติติมุวะตังตัมเบโกนิสัมยัจจินะ ကျူးနာမကြီးဘုဆေကြီးတဲ့ကြီးကျူးကြီးရေချဝရကြီးတဲ့ဒီချမ်းသာရကျင်းချောကကျူးရေကင်းတရားတင်တော့ကြီးဂိဝေရှနကမမှုကြီးတဲ့စီဝါဒီတဲ့ဒီရီနီမရှိမတင်တော့ကဘုန်းကြီးဘုကြီးတော်တော်တင်ပါကြီးမှာဘေကြီးကြီးတော်တဲ့သူစံတဲ့စီငါကြီးကြီးဝဆောက်ဆဲပါအောင်းဘာဆောင်ကြီးတန်တဲ့ဆောက်ကြီးမှာဒီကကြီးဝကောင်ကဂျင်းနီမရာညမာရီရီရင်တဲ့ကတ်တော့ကြီး ချက်ကြီးမရကလောင်ရောက်ကြည့်တော့အဲ့တော့နင်ထမ်းမယ်ညီကလည်းကကြည်လာငွားမလို့ကြည့်ရတယ်ကတ်ချင်မှုရင်သူလမ်းမီဆောင်ကြည့်ချင်မှုလည်းမရနောက်ကတော့ညံပစံပြတမ်းကြည့်ချက်တော့ငွားကြည့်ရတယ်မရဟိုကြည့်တော့ဒုံထုံးတော့ဒီဒုံကြည့်ရတယ်တိလက်ကြည့်ဒါဘုရားဒီနာဆုံးမစိကြည့်ဒီဆောင်ရတယ်ဆံချင်းဆံချင်းလာတယ်နိဆောက်ကြွေးရီမှာတော့ရောင်းကြည့်ဆံချင်းလာမှာသူကဆောင်ရမရရင်သူဆုံးမစံချင်းလာတာဒါစင ဒီမှာတော့ဒီဝရင်ဒီဆံချင်းကချင်ဘောတာကချင်ဘောတိဝကျူတော့ဒီလောက်ကိုကိုနေရအောင်ဒံကိုကိုနေတာရအောင်ဒံဒီချောင်းတရကျွမ်းပြပါဒီလောက်ကိုဒင်းယူပါတော့ဒီလောက်ကိုကိုနေမောင်းမကြချင်ဘောတပတ်ဒီမှာတော့တောင်းတောင်းညင်ဘောရေးစင်းတန်ဒီအောင်နေဆောင်ရဒီကတိကိုချက်တည်တာတင်ဒီ
Like usually our sort of we like even if we have a friend, our friendship might be such that we are sort of not a friend of that person, but we are sort of after something which that person has. And so like when that is gone, then one might so it says in the text it says flatterer or do not be a flatterer or fickle. So one should not do such thing, and should not also fickle, be sort of easy to change, but rather should be steadfast and should not insult. Should be careful that one does not insult and hurt the mind of your friend and people with whom one has good relation. And avoid belittling others and remain respectful in your manners. And when giving advice to others, have compassion and thoughts for their benefit. Do not disparage spiritual doctrines and be intent on whichever you admire. Through the doors of the 10 Dharma practices, exert an effort throughout both day and night. Whatever virtues are collected during the three times, dedicate them for the unsurpassable great awakening. Distribute your merit for all sentient beings. These are saying that, like, even if it is a spiritual teacher or a spiritual master, when such a master is giving teachings, is teaching sentient beings, it says that one should not teach with sort of arrogance or like teach with despise and insult to the students, but should rather teach with compassion and sympathy for one's disciples. And then from the side of the disciples, they should have perfect and pure faith in the doctrine or in the Dharma which one is listening to and practice, and should not insult or should not despise the doctrine that one is studying and listening to. And then it is saying that, like, it is the text is sort of coming to the end, and it is saying that all the time, from morning to evening, whatever meritorious actions that one might have accumulated, one should sort of dedicate all the virtuous karmas for all sentient beings' benefit and happiness. And and so it is also So it says that, like, one should also accumulate and collect merits through the practice of what is called as the seven limb or the seven branch practice.
Nur se jidi tindaga maran nangu nyamnen gumaran nur semji nur rentang chen bo dinra da mara nyamne jiwa goni mara nur seji de dinra sa go gori ma ta dinra sa ga ye na ti siya me mi nur kin chak de jirwa re yas da ti nur kin chak de jirwa di mi shiji ji ma ta mara jigil hamadan ruwa kong shiji ji diwa nur jiri ma ta shiji ji ma diwa shetu ji
So then it says that always offer the seven limbs prayer and great aspirations for the path. If you act in this way, the true accumulations of merit and wisdom will be accomplished. Also with the eradication of the two aspirations, thus fulfilling the purpose of having gained a human form, unsurpassable full awakening will be achieved. And then it's... And it describes the seven gems of the superior, as we explained yesterday. It says the gem of faith, the gem of ethics, the gem of generosity, the gem of hearing, the gem of consideration, the gem of shame, and the gem of intelligence. These are the seven supreme gems. These seven gems are never exhausted. Do not tell this to non-humans. So it is saying that like through these practices of the small being stage, and the intermediate being stage, and the great being stage, it says one will accumulate the true merits of wisdom and the two types of accumulations or collections, what I call as the collection of merit and collection of wisdom. And through their collection, one will be able to eliminate, or rather purify, the two types of obscurations. And with that, one attains the two bodies of the state of Buddhahood. And so this is what the previous line says. And then it says that it describes the seven gems of the superior, and it says that in this world, in the samsara, there may be many different types of gems and jewels, but the inanimate jewels and gems are temporary, in the sense that they have to be they are used and then they get exhausted and they are finished. But in the case of this, these seven gems or the seven jewels, they are used, but they are never exhausted. One can use them in this life, in future life, and forever. And therefore, it's in the last line, it says, do not tell this to non-human. That means that this non-exhaustion, this jewel which has no, which never exhausts, does not refer to the non-human or inanimate jewels.
ཁྱི
That the good don't know is you know, they you going to that, they sound the Jagger Jingle Mopper.
zambu ye xinye bu ni zhe ba zhang ju zhen ba no lin zhen ba zong su wo zhi ta de ge di yi jing di de ba zhi.
And then the last two lines says, examine your speech when amidst many people. Examine your mind when living alone. This has been composed by the Indian master Dibhamkara Shri Jnana, the glorious illuminator, the essence of primordial awareness. And so it says it is like this is just like in summary of everything that has been explained before. It says that when one is amidst many people, then it is very important that one takes care of what one says, because if one says something wrong, it's going to hurt people, because many people are listening to you. And then when one is staying alone by oneself, where there are no other people, then it is important to, then it is not the speech that matters, but it is the mind that that matters, because then when one is alone, one can generate many different types of preconceptions and thoughts, which can be very negative. And so it says that examine your mind when living alone, examine your speech when amidst many people. And then it is the then it says the last line, it says this has been composed by the Indian master. It's just true. It's the composer's note saying that he has composed this text. And with this, the text is finished.
When you die, then the Kazan Dwaji Yamayuadu, Dwaji Mara, Sangan Yanji Guzi, Sam Yanji Siji, the Kandi Chiri Siji, Chidon. ဟိုဒီတာတင်ဒီဝါဒံထင်းနိုင်ညံပါစီဒီတံဒီငါတို့ထင်းနိုင်ညံပါစီဒီရှမ်းပြီးငုံငုံဆောင်ရွာရွာရှမ်းပါလာဒီရှမ်းပါဒံညင်ကြီးတို့သမီးကြီးကံလားဒီကုံကြုံတော်ကိုရည်ရည်ချီဝဲရင်ဒီကုံကြုံတော်ဘုရားဒီဝါဒံထင်းနိုင်ညံပါရှမ်းပါဒီငါတို့ထင်းနိုင်ညံပါညင်ကြီးရင်ဒီတင်ကြီးကရောက်မှာဆိုသူသံဃာတော်ဝန်ဒါကရင်ဒါကမာရစီစီကြီးတတ်တော်ခွန်ကြီးကြောင့်ရွာရွာ
there's a question regarding yesterday's session, which says that the question was is that it says, what is the difference between love and compassion? Love and compassion and the great compassion, and then what is is wishing sentient beings meeting with happiness is as same as wishing them being separated from suffering? So these are the two types of questions.
ဒီလမ်းမှာညစ်တာရောင်ကြက်ကြီးနေအောင်ရောင်ပြီးပါတယ်ဗျာ။ဒါကြီးဝဲချင်မှုမှာသဘောချင်မှုကောင်းသောကြီးဝဲချင်မှုမှာကပ်နေရောကညင်ကြီးချင်မှုစီကြီးတယ်မှာတဲလီမှာဒီဆမ်ရှိနေကိုခြေရင်လို့ဒီပါ။ကွန်ဖရင့်တန်လို့ဒီကြီးကြီးရင်ဒီမှာချင်မှုတော့ပြည့်ကျင်တဲ့အောင်တင်တာကြီး Dindaka kala hong shamba la shamba chenpo yang hong songgu yuwa re la Dinda yinu, da dina yinla jibar dina kiyambu yuwa chik Jilin dangu, dhwa dangu yana
First of all, this loving kindness and the kindness, because I would say love and compassion, that is like this must be referring to the love and kindness of the Hinayana practice, Hinayana path. So the love and kindness practice in the Hinayana path, that is in the practice of the Hinayana path, and the great kind, the great compassion that is in the practice of the Bodhicitta are quite different in the sense that, like generally speaking, everybody has a certain level of compassion and certain level of love, but the difference is whether they are strong enough, strong enough to drag one or rather lead one into a more important practice or not. So, like in the case of the Hinayana path, they have this practice of what is called as the immeasurable love and immeasurable compassion. But this immeasurable compassion and immeasurable love is not enough, or it has not reached the state where it can lead to the generation of the mind of enlightenment or bodhicitta. Whereas the great compassion practice in the Himayana path, first of all, in order to generate that great compassion, it has certain other causes or stages of practice has to precede, like realizing all sentient beings as one's mother, and then seeing the kindness, realizing the kindness they have given you, then generating the wish to repay the kindness, and then comes this great compassion of the Mahayana path. And this compassion has the strength of leading one into the next practice of generating bodhicitta. And so this is one big difference.
Pani dhar nila jikita, dhar jani shanta dhanyam ji se jiti zuntang dhavu dhamu, nam se jiti mandala yambi varuwa. Shanta se jiti marji pina karisiko, rangi bhamana ji yana rangi bhukabhutri tila marji jambu ji jiyadi, marji dhibu ji yana nyambata, dhibu ji marangi varji yana govami nyambata. Tamar dhibu yana varja se jiti, tila tamka rikchila shanta se jikita, shanta zuntang. Nyanji se jyoti mara kangar jiga guni mara nyanji ji guri mara ta kangar meba nikab tela nyanji ji aywa mara wa Chamba yosa gubara bhagabhatu ji yana nikab kuchu nasanda ji yama yada ta Kangar ji chongo tena ata kongtaka chetaka tandi kangar dingan dedi ji mara tar gugun diga nyamba Niwarta tar na yakun di nyamba Niwarta tar tar guwa mara thangda wachi na Niwarta tar guwa chi The new travel, the matter with touchy ducky, jaggy in Yamba, which you that you lose the thunder with them and then you chug the world. The love was here in Mandavi.
And then the difference between loving kind, love and compassion is actually quite obvious in the sense maybe it is more obvious to the mothers who takes care of their children. Like it is because compassion means. Compassion arises and generates when one sees some kind of suffering going on. Whereas loving kindness, or this now people love translate loving kindness for this word champa, it is like love or loving kindness. This arises even when there is no suffering going on. Like for example, when a mother who has immense love, immense attachment to one's children, one's child, sees one's child sitting on a floor, then she wants her to sit on a, she wants her to experience, be in a better condition, in the sense that she wants her to be, the child to be warm, kept warm, sitting on a soft cushion or this kind of sort of this great care of wishing to put the child in a good situation is this kind of peace called love. Whereas compassion means when the mother sees a child being sort of inflicted with pain or in some pain and like sick, then the mother has great compassion, the feeling which the intense feeling which wants that child to be separated from that sickness. So this is the difference between compassion and love. So this is a very unsolved question, and then run out of time. Still, if there are questions, if you want to ask any questions, then you're welcome.